is your host, Dave Yannis. I'm excited to be back on the Big Island with my sister. Woo! Come on! This is my pastor, Pam. She's my sister.
We look alike.
We look alike. Hallelujah. Amen. We're here on the Big Island visiting this month. Just excited about what God is doing because, hey, right now the world is going through a pandemic and they're fear. There's things people are saying, and we gotta know the rumors, and there's the news, and then there might as well be rumors if it's the news, and then it just gets crazier. But we're people of faith, and I want to invite my two friends, my sister and my brother here, just to talk with you a little bit about what's going on. So, Pastor Lance.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hello, everybody out there. Woo! I am excited. Now, let me tell you why I'm excited. I'm excited because of what God is doing. You know, about this whole thing that's been going on here. You know, let me tell you something about this virus. You know, this virus. Hey, I tell you what, there's a cure to this virus. His name is called Jesus. And I tell you, you know, I'm so excited to be here with my brother here. You know, Brother David. What's your name? Brother David is his name. Brother David. You can call him Pastor David. You can call him Dr. David. I care what you call him. But he is a servant of God. That's right. And he is our brother. That's right, brother.
Amen.
So, anyway, David. The question that you was asking me, well, let me tell you something about Hawaii. Hawaii, it's called Hawaii. You know, we the people here, you know, there's something that God is doing in this island, okay? You know, he's bringing the people together for one thing, okay? There's a rude awakening that's happening here in this island.
Amen.
Each part,
Amen.
Each island, is that right, my love? Each part of each island, you know, there's a rude awakening happening. God wants you to depend on him. Depend on him for all things because he's our provider. Amen. He is our Jehovah Jireh. We need to trust in him on everything. Trust in him on everything. Ain't that right? Brother David, I'll tell you what. Back to you, Brother David. You go ahead and
Amen. Amen. I mean, it's
powerful. Is there an amen in that?
Yes. There is an amen in that.
Amen. Yes. All right.
Tell us about the toilet paper here in Costco's. What's going on?
Yes. Tell us about the toilet paper.
Amen. There is none. Nothing to talk about. There is none.
True.
There is no toilet paper. Amen. But you know what? We have tea leaves, you know? We got $10 a bag, you know, tea leaves. So we're all good to go here in the islands, amen. You know, we trust in the Lord. Amen. You know, God has given us many things that we can use here in the islands.
That's
and, you know, he's provided all our needs. And so, you know, when we use the wisdom of God, you know, God provides. Because we got to trust in the Lord right now.
Yes.
You know, and we trust in him, you know, for all things. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And tell you, God is moving in great ways. We're seeing the online attendance, just people viewing is picking up. So we know that right now, no matter where you're at, we're able to reach you and teach you. Probably even more than if you're here in the service because we're putting anointing on the airway. Just like we put anointing on prayer cloths, just like we put anointing on things that we send people when we pray.
That's right.
Just like when we
That's
pray
true.
Over the phone or I send an email or a text to pray for someone.
That's
we're doing
right.
the same thing with the airwaves and the anointing is there. So right now there's nothing to fear. God is here. We're talking today about in that hour.
In that hour.
In that hour. Well, who are you going to call?
Woo, Jesus!
God
Jesus!
Is the one to, in that hour,
That's
who
right.
are you going to seek? Jesus. And we're excited because we know the things that are happening here. It's happening all over the world. People are panicking.
Yes.
People are frustrated.
Yes.
I think in Mexico, my friend told me that they're told not to go back to work for 40 days.
Yeah.
And they're street merchants. Wow. How are you going to live here, street merchant? And you have to sell corn or you have to sell something, sell jewelry to you know, but let me tell you, we talked about this in service. We don't live on man's economy.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
We live on heaven's economy. What is heaven's economy? Well, man's economy first is you buy and you sell and that's how you eat.
Come on.
But God's economy.
Come on.
Sowing and reaping.
Amen.
So if you're just getting into sowing and reaping, you better start
Come
sowing.
Come on. That's
right.
Sowing.
But the good news to this is that God says he will give seed to the sower.
Amen.
So even if you're a little late coming in sowing, you can still sow because God's put seed in your hand.
Start sowing.
But the
Amen.
Thing is, we're going to see things provided. I want you to just tell the testimony about your car. I mean,
Amen.
People are not going to believe that, but
Amen.
Tell them.
Well, you know, it's the time of sowing and reaping. I've sown, you know, many of vehicles to people. And, you know, I was in obedience. God has spoken to me to quit my job. And in that season, I needed a job to travel because we live approximately 50 to 60 miles away from the town. And God said I needed to go into the town and do a Bible study. And so through obedience, I said, I will do it. And through that obedience, I said, okay, I'm not going to buy a car. But that was on a Monday. on Wednesday, I went, one of my friends called me and says, go down and get a car. Friday, I went down, I got a brand new Elantra 2020, you know, and I'm not paying for it. But I got a 2020 just by being obedient. Why? Because God is wanting me to have a good vehicle to go out and preach the gospel wherever I need to. If I need to go to a home for such a time as this, you know, and do small sales, then I'm going to do it. You know, but all I know is God is asking for each and every one of us to be obedient, you know, in what he's called us to do. Amen?
Amen. And I want everybody to be encouraged that God is going to create Josephs and Daniels.
Amen. That's right.
The pestilence, the famine, the loss is not going to affect you.
That's right.
God is with you.
He is with us.
And he is going to bless you. He's going to rise you. You're going to profit.
Come on.
You're going to profit in a good way. I'm not saying you're going to profit hoarding this stuff. We're going to be dealt with later.
Come on.
they're going to go into a wellness check and find you laying beside your toilet paper.
Come on.
You forgot to buy food, dude. Bring the toilet paper back to Costco.
That's right.
But anyway, God is going to bless you. He's going to profit you in a good way.
That's right.
And you're going to be able to see things. I run a broadcasting system. And this broadcasting system is not dormant, but we have about 700 churches that broadcast with us. They all pay a certain amount a month. Well, I always get calls, we haven't used your service, can we get a refund? Today, I've been getting just pings in my PayPal saying that people buying storage, because why? All these guys that haven't been using the service are now jumping on it because, oh yeah, we got this thing, we've been buying from this guy. Right now, it's good to see God's people use the internet, use streaming, use anyway. You know, I had the grandson of the Salvation Army founder.
Wow.
He was on my show, and he told me, you know, when his grandfather was out there doing this, he had looked at the street corner, and that's where they put the pipes and the songs and all that stuff and music and tambourines and on the street corner. Well, this was 8 years ago. He said the street corner is the internet now. They get so many people calling in, so many people just anonymously wanting to get help and stuff, and they're able to minister to a lot of people. But let me tell you this right now. The street corner is your phone.
The street
corner is your iPad. The street corner is your streaming device. Whatever you have in your hand right now, however you watch this, that's the street corner. Guess what? We're street corner preachers.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, you won't find anyone on the Big Island like these two right here. And this wonderful team that you see in
Thank
the back.
Jesus.
You will
Thank
not
you
find Lord. Anyone outreaching, knocking on doors. They're the
Thank
ones
you,
that are going into the highways. They're going into the byways. They're trying to find something happening for you. They know that you're hurting, and they may not have a lot of food when they come, but more when you get it, it's a lot of food.
I mean, look at us.
I'm telling you, every time I come here, I gain 8 pounds, and four of them are with these guys.
That's right.
But it's a good thing. You know, the Bible says, and it says it in the Word of God, that a liberal soul is made fat.
Come on.
And that means a liberal soul means someone that's giving, someone that's loving. And I tell you what, me and Lance, we can define the word fat. Praise God. And I tell you what, God is moving in great ways here. Just tell me a few testimonies of what you've seen here on the islands just in the past few months.
Amen. Well, a lot of new testimonies, a lot of people that are coming to the Lord. You know, there's a lot of fear that's going out there, but we don't take the fear with us. We take faith. And, you know, we've been calling on those things which be not as they were. But God sent us out to Kona maybe about a month ago, preaching the gospel. And people have been coming in. They've been set free. Many have been sick, and they've been delivered. Amen. Many that have been oppressed, you know, have been delivered. And so we see a lot of healing. We see a lot of deliverance happening. We see a lot of people not even fearing at such a time as this. In fact, people now that are believers, they're going out and buying things, and they're giving it to those that have nothing.
Amen.
And so they're fearing not, you know. And now is the time, you know, I said, you know, a lot of people are stocking up on toilet paper, but you know what? We want you to stock up on the Word of God.
Amen.
We want you to get out there. If you've got extra Bibles, and I know many people have more than one Bible in their homes, we're telling them to get out there and give your neighbors a Bible. If they don't have a Bible, let's go out there and stock them up with the Word of God.
Amen.
And we all probably got at least 5 Bibles in our homes, right?
Amen.
And we don't need 5 Bibles. We need just one. We need the Word of God. But people out there are needing the Word of God. If you're stocked up on your Word of God, wanting to go out, deliver those words to people in your neighborhood, people that you maybe have looked at and you said they don't have Jesus in their homes.
Yes.
Well, why don't you go and take Jesus in, yes. Take the Word of God, because yes. Testimony is, even this morning, you know, we had one of the girls that come onto Bible Thumpers, and I'm not sure if she received Jesus as Lord and Savior, but I know at such a time as this, she came out because she was desperate, and she received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today. Amen. And so people are hungry for God right now. You know, they're searching for something, and we have something of value. We have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so what is the testimony? The testimony, the greatest testimony of all is that, you know, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so pick up your mat and walk and go out and fear not and get out into the streets and, you know, do what God has called us to do in Mark 16. Everything that he said we're able to do, we can do.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I tell you what, we've seen souls at over there at the
Tuesday
service.
Oh my God. Yes.
A good altar full of people, and you just don't know what you're preaching. You don't know what, well, you should know what you're preaching, but you don't know what you're preaching is going to touch someone. You just preach it. I talked about souls and talk about healings and miracles. And there was a man that came up named Wayne, and he received Jesus. And he was, my friend James brought him. Never discount what God can do.
Amen.
That's right.
God will still surprise you. I don't care how old you are in faith, God will still surprise
that's
you.
Right.
And he was so surprised that he just wanted him to get healed. Well, he got healed, but he got saved. And the man was so nice, he gave me his handkerchief, and he was just crying. He just hugged me and had a big smile on his face. If you could cry and smile, yes, you can. And he's crying and smiling. He's saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I go, you're healed? He goes, yeah, I'm healed, but I'm saved.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Amen.
And we'll have these two wonderful people and this wonderful crowd behind us. Amen. We'll be back.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit, and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and this is the second segment of our wonderful show here on the Big Island. And what part of the island are we on?
Oh, we're on the south side. I mean, the southernmost part of the United States of America. Amen.
Amen. And my sister always brings me treats from the bakery.
Honolulu Bakery.
give them a little shout out.
Yes. Amen.
Check them out.
Amen.
But what I wanted to talk about just for a few minutes, and that is just about your ministry and how it got started and where you're at today.
Amen. Well, it's been 5 years now, and God's called us out. We've been through many churches, and you know, God said to start up Hope Diamond Ministries. He says hope is, he offers people eternity. So he told me that Hope Diamond would be a place where people will come to and know about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And the diamond is D-I-A, desiring inner adornment. So God is saying that his people needs a change from the inside out. And so he says, you know, you're going to teach people how to make changes from the inside out, not just coming to church and being outward Christian, praising God, but they're going to be Christians that's going to be making changes from the inside out, living the life, living, you know, in the spirit and in truth. Amen. And the mend is M-E-N-D, mending the brokenhearted and setting the captives free. Amen. So God's been doing that. You know, I wasn't brought up a Christian. You know, the only time I went to church was for weddings and, you know, whatever programs. But when God touched me, you know, as an adult at 38 years old, I never was the same again. And one of the things I learned was love. Love. God said, you know, Hope Diamond is going to be a place that will not judge anyone, but will just love everyone and accept everyone where they're at. And no matter what you've been through, no matter what choices you made, it's between you and God. Our job is just to equip the saints, and what they do with it is their responsibility. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been under the tent, you know, on South Point Road, and, you know, we loved it there. It was almost 3 years. 3 years, I think, we've been at South Point Road. And God was equipping us, you know, for the works. Then God led us here to Ocean View on the south part of Kau, the big island of Hawaii. And we've been here for a year now under the pavilion at the park. And God has called us out to the byways and highways. And so people that live here at the park, on the streets, they've been coming in. God says, feed the people, you know, physically as well as spiritually. And so God has been doing this amazing work through Hope Diamond Ministries. And recently, about a month and a half ago, God called us out to the Kona side, Kailua Kona, on the west side of the Big Island. And so we've been out there. The power of God's been falling upon the people. We've been seeing signs and wonders that follow the word. People being healed, people being set free, people just coming to know God. In fact, many Christians themselves that call themselves believers actually been set free.
Amen.
You know, they believed in Jesus Christ, but they didn't believe in the healings of God. They didn't believe in the movement of God. They didn't believe in the fire of God. They didn't even believe in speaking in other tongues. And many of them been baptized in, you know, God's language. Amen. And, you know, some of them, you know, they just got wet with the power of God, fell under the anointing of God, and they just became believers because they knew that no one else could have done or touched their hearts the way God did, you know, when they got hit by him. Amen. And so we're seeing it all over. I mean, we go into the stores, we go into wherever we go, you know, we're praying for people. And people right now are crying out, and they don't know what to do. And so we're there for them. You know, we're there to, I know in Hawaii, everything is about hugs and kisses. And right now it's the nudging and the kicks. And I don't know how to nudge and kick. You know, it's like, okay.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're gonna offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're gonna send you all four products. You're gonna be blessed with them. You're gonna be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website, You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Okay, and so Hope Diamond Ministries, what does the MEND stand for? M-E-N-D, mending the brokenhearted and setting the captives free. There's many out there that needs a mending heart, many out there that needs to be set free, amen? And he says to go and reach the unreachable, touch
the untouchable,
love
the unlovable,
believe
the unbelievable,
and reach the lost at any cost. How many of you know that there's a price to pay, you know, to reach the lost? That's at right. any cost. I mean, it's going to cost us. It's going to cost us time. Amen. It's going to cost us, you know, everything that we got. You know, we got to crucify ourselves in order to get out there. And that means getting into prayer time, getting into the word, you know, just getting into praise time with the Lord. And so this is the season, this is the time that God has called us, you know, every one of us to get into our prayer time. I think right now what the world needs is every one of us to, you know, he's given us time. A lot of us don't have our jobs right now. A lot of us are secluded at home, but what can we do in that season of being at home? Don't get bored, because there's much to do, much work to do in prayer. You know, you can call up your neighbors, you can fellowship on the phone. You know, you can get on your live and start living someone and reading the scriptures. You know, we can reach one another like we've never reached one another before. I mean, I used to go to the restaurant seeing people on their phones. They have a whole bunch of people there and they're just talking to the person on the phone. Right now, you know, everyone has been equipped to get onto their technology, onto their phones. And so get onto their phones and use it like you've never used it before. Amen. 24/7, just, you know, continually pray and seek the Lord. And, you know, one of the words that God's given us for our church since January was 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and I say that every week, if my people, people, it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, if we pray. So I'm just saying it's a choice of yours. You know, instead of screaming and yelling and hoarding, why don't we start praying? Because it's a choice that you get to pray. If my people pray, you know, humble themselves. You know, sometimes we got to humble ourselves and help one another. God says, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. Love others as yourself. Well, that's where the humbling comes, people. Because you're going to see the hardest, but we need to pray for them. Amen? Yeah. You know, seek his face. And if we seek the Lord's face, you know, he's going to show us what he has for us in this time and in this season. I'm not worried about anything. You know why? Because I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I seek his face. God is saying this is not a time to seek his hands. This is a time to seek his face. Amen. You know, face to face. We call it aloha. You know, alo, you know, face to face, ha, the breath of God. And that's aloha. You know, we welcome God into our lives, and every breath that comes into us is from him. Amen. So that's where the aloha comes from. So I send you all the aloha. Amen. And so we got to seek the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and all our strength.
Yes.
And he says, when you do that, you know, he will forgive us of our sins. Oh my gosh, I know we all sin. I sin every day, and I gotta ask every day, Lord, please forgive me. And he will heal our land. Right now, in the land, we are all crying out that God, please heal this land. You know, not just out of coronavirus. You know, there's so many other things, corrupt things that's happening, you know, in the land that needs to be healed. Heal our hearts, heal our minds and everything else. Heal our families. You know, so there's so many things that we can pray about, so many things that we can ask him for, you know, but right now it's, you know, he said, my house should be called the house of prayer. Why don't we go and visit our Father? And, you know, this is a time of prayer that we can go to him, and not on only on behalf of ourselves, but on behalf of everyone else. And, you know, I lift up our President of the United States every day. And, you know, what God is doing, you know, in his life affects each and every one of us. You know, the choices that is made in the White House affects America. And so we need to stand and rise up, you know, and stand together for a president that God will give him the wisdom that he needs to make for the people.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, amen. Why don't we finish off with you just leading us in prayer.
Amen.
Letting God just lead you the best way he can lead you.
Amen.
Amen.
So, for everyone out there and everyone here. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covering upon our land, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as you have called your people out for such a time as this, that, Lord, that you have forgiven us of our sins. Lord, I cry out today for your people. Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Lord, forgive us, for we do not know what we do. Lord, we know that, Lord, you shed your blood on the cross for each and every one of us. So I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, upon every nation, Lord, upon Israel, upon the United States of America, upon the islands, Lord. Lord, that, you know, no plague should come near our dwellings, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, as the love of Christ arise in each and every one of our hearts, Lord. Those that call themselves Christians, those that, you know, receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Lord, that they will arise from where they're at and allow the Holy Spirit to be unleashed, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you have equipped us for such a time as this. Fear is not of you, but power, love, and a sound mind. So, Lord, we thank you for the sound mind, knowing and trusting that you are with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You want to say anything before we go? Oh, no, I just want to come in agreement with whatever was said today by Pastor Pam. We have the privilege and honor of serving God in what we do. And, you know, it's all about love, loving one another as God has loved us. I want to thank David. You know, such a special brother of ours here. You know? I mean,
my sister.
He gets us on fire. You know, there's a fire.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, and we
fire.
Just want to say thank you to Brother David and his wife, his lovely wife, with us also. And, you know, traveling mercies for you folks to go back to the mainland and be with your family again. But God bless you. We love you. And we love you guys too out there. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll see you next time.
Amen.
On Ignite.
Aloha.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Amen.